if the grass grows up and you cut it for hay, you know, and then you, sometimes it grows up again same season, you go back and cut it again. What do you call it when you go back and cut it again?
Second growth is the only thing I know.
Okay. And what do you call old, dry, dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
We call it thatch off of our lawns. There's not any dead grass left in the pastures because the cows usually consume them.
Oh, really?
Most of the time.
Okay. What do you do about that old thatch in your lawn, in your yard?
I don't have it because mine don't grow that well. But my,
we've got it, and I want to know what I'm supposed to do about it.
Well, the only thing you can do is some kind of rake, and you just rake it loose, or chop it loose.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is. Now, my brother, one year, his was so bad, and the bugs killed the grass.
Mm-hmm.
He said he just took a hoe and chopped that stuff back and just rolled it up like a carpet and took it to the dump.
Oh, boy. Do you ever have a compost heap?
Oh, I make compost every year.
You do? What all do you put in it?
Everything but the kitchen sink. All the scraps. I save everything but grease. I don't put any grease.
Mm-hmm.
But I put all the potato peelings and all the waste from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I put it in a plastic bag and take it to my compost pile and lay it in there and put a little soil over it.
Mm-hmm.
And some, maybe a little fertilizer and a bug killer.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the waste from my garden, flower beds, mm-hmm. everything.
Is that what, do you use that thing to, when you pot up your plants? Do you use that stuff or do you buy?
I mostly buy potting soil for my plants, but I put that on the garden part, soil,
mm-hmm.
my flower beds.
Yeah.
But it's a lot, it doesn't cost you anything to make it, and when you go to buy this soil, a ton of it is something.
I know. Well, do you rototill that out there? Is that what you do with that?
No, we did. When we first moved here, we had it rototilled, but I got too many plants now, you couldn't even get a tiller in.
Yeah, we do that. We rototill part of our garden, the part of our yard we had a garden, and had to do it again this year because grass just grew over it, you know, and I couldn't get in. You couldn't get in there with a shovel. It's hard enough with that old black land soil anyway, you know, but when the grass grows over.
Do you have your own home, permanent place?
Yeah.
Use peat moss.
Okay.
Buy it by the bale.
Yeah.
A bale weighs 50 or 60 pounds.
Yeah. You spread it on top or you turn it under?
Well, you mix it in with the soil. Get the brown peat,
mm-hmm.
the ground up kind, okay. Brown. Not this common peat that you get in 40 pounds for so-and-so. Get a bale of a brown peat, Michigan peat or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
and spread it over your soil and mix it in with it, and that makes a nice humusy soil.
Uh-huh.
Let's
try it, because ours needs something. What would you call a crop that you didn't plant that year, but it just came up anyway?
Volunteer.
Okay. And wheat. When you harvest wheat, you tie it up into a what?
Sheaf.
Okay.
Or bundle. Sheaf.
Okay. And then you tie those up into a bigger thing. And
rick.
Okay. You already told me that. I shouldn't ask you. Like, it's hard for me to remember what you've already told me.
Well, I don't think we covered that. Rick, that. Maybe so.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are, you might say, he is not as tall as...
Not as tall as I am.
Okay, or I'm not as tall as...
As she is.
Okay.